Come in. Come in. Welcome to my humble home. In case you're wondering where I'm speaking to you from, let me first tell you a short tale. Then you can guess for yourself. It all began many, many years ago when I was just about your age. I was out trick-or-treating when I came across this big, big house on the edge of town. It was all dark, except for a small light in a window on the ground floor. I walked up to the door and knocked. No one answered. When I knocked again, the door slowly opened by itself. When I looked in, it was dark as coal, except for a triangle of light at the end of the hallway. I walked in, and each of my footsteps echoed through the house. And just as I was a couple of steps inside, there was a hand on my shoulder. I turned and looked up into the face of an old white-haired man. He had a strange smile and a sort of a glassy look in his eyes. "What do you want?" he asked. I was so scared. All I could do was shout, "Trick or treat!" "Trick or treat, is it?" he bellowed. And before I could turn and run away, he grabbed my hand and said, "Follow me. I have just the thing for you in the other room." Once we were inside the room, I saw that it was filled with jars of all types and sizes. Some were filled with green lumpy stuff. Others were full of hairy things. The man took down this one huge jar filled with little round white things and said, "Here, help yourself." I reached into the jar and... as my hand swam around in this thick, gooey liquid, I couldn't figure out what they were. Some were soft, some were hard, and they all seemed to be staring right at me. Before I could say anything, he grabbed my hand and said, "Maybe you'd like some of these instead." And he filled my hand with... I didn't know what they were, but they felt soft and warm and slimy, long and kind of wiggly. I broke away from him and ran. I started running up a flight of stairs when I heard this. It was coming from the top of the stairs. As I turned around and ran down the stairs, I tripped over something. I didn't know where I was or how I was going to get out. All I knew was that I had to get out. And I was so scared, I could hear the thumping of my own heart. No, wait a minute. It wasn't my heart. But then whose was it? I held my breath and listened very closely. It was coming from right underneath my feet. I kneeled down to where the sound was coming from, and as I groped around the floor, I felt what I thought was a rusty old bucket. I felt inside it. It was a bucket of liquid, and in it was a heart. A heart still beating. But there was that sound again. That sound that I had heard earlier. It was getting closer and closer and closer. I turned and started to run and was gonna run as far away from there as I possibly could get. But I was stopped cold by this huge being of some kind. As he grabbed me, I heard a man say, "Don't hurt his body. It's the only one we have." I fought and I fought and suddenly everything went black. When I woke up, I was lying on a cold marble table in some laboratory. As I looked around, I could see the old white-haired man and this huge, monstrous thing wrapped in chains. He was helping the old man put that pulsing heart into some body. A young body without a head. Once they were finished, the body actually got up and moved around. As it got closer to me, I realized that body was mine! Later, the man explained that as an experiment, he had kept that heart alive in a bucket for a long time. But the time had come when he needed to find a young body for his heart. Unfortunately, he confessed, my face would be too recognizable, so he had to use my body without the head. But he did promise to find a body for my head as soon as possible. Well, that was many, many years ago, and we're still looking for that body. In fact, we need one about as big as yours. Watch out for the white-haired old man. He might be sizing you up. He might be right behind you this very minute. Watch out!